I'll be in different places, but y'all just pray for me. I desire your prayers. I just want to say I'm glad I'm saved, and I'm glad for another opportunity to be in this house tonight or today. But I was sitting back there thinking, you know, about how Matthew testified and Carol testified about where they come up in a house that had parents that weren't saved, and I was raised in church. I don't think my parents had ever been right, but they took me to church because some man showed my mom love. And I hope that my parents get saved one day. But I was just sitting back there thinking how I was raised in church for a little while, and then when I turned 9 or 10 years old, I got right with the Lord. And I was thinking about how my parents, neither one of them went to church anymore, and then my grandparents were the ones that had to take me. But years went by. When I was younger, I had a desire, a hunger to go to church. I wanted to be in church. I wanted my grandparents to take me to church. But I was sitting back there thinking how my grandparents took me, and when I was younger, I desired the Word. I wanted to hear a preacher preach, and people would call me a little preacher because I just wanted to show everybody love. I wanted to tell everybody about Jesus. And then I finally did get called to preach. I was about 16 or 17. I ended up running for about 6 or 7 years, or I stayed away from it for about 6 or 7 years, and I got myself in a mess. And when we start pointing fingers at other people, that's where we get in trouble. If we point fingers at even the devil, that's where we get in trouble. We got to look in the mirror, and it's ourselves that gets us in those situations. But I was just sitting back there thinking about where I would be if God didn't reach down to the bottom of where I was and just pull me out and set my feet on a solid rock. I was sitting back there thinking I would have been in the world still. I would have died and I would have went to hell when I got out the last time. I was out for about a year, and I hate that I got out of church 2 different times, and I hate that I got out like I did, but I let the devil, I struggled with my call. And I struggled with preaching. I let the devil get in my head, and I let the devil use me. But that's what I'm about to preach on a little bit here. If the Lord be my help, if the Lord doesn't come down, then I might as well sit down in my seat and shut up. But if the Lord comes down, I'll try to do what I can do. I'll try to be a help. That's all I want to be, is a help to somebody in here. And y'all just pray for me. But I started to think about Abraham there. He went down to Sodom there, and I started to think about Abraham to talk to God, and he said, Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? And I started to think about how the Bible says, and when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy 2 daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his 2 daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. And the Bible says, and it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee. We can't look at what we used to be. We got to look at what we are now. If we look at what we used to be, we'll get ourselves in trouble. That's where our mind, if we focus on the things that we used to be, the things we used to do, we can't grow in the Lord. We can't have a prayer life. We'll get in trouble with the devil. Satan wants to use this right here to get right here. But I say keep God right here at all times, so the devil has no room to get right here. I was thinking about David there. I was thinking about David, how he looked and he lusted. The Bible says the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Those 3 things right there work together with any sin. Sin is sin, but there's different kinds of sin. And if we have those 3 things in our life, we end up in adultery, we end up a fornicator, we end up a liar. We'll backslide into this world. And I'm here to tell you, backsliding is real. If you have been there, I've done that. But I found my way. I had to look up and keep my eyes on Jesus. But I was thinking about David there and how he looked on Bathsheba, how she was out there, and he looked up on her. He lusted with his eyes. He also lusted with his flesh. Then the pride of life come in, and he had Uriah killed on the front lines. He murdered a man because of what he had done. Sin, one sin will lead into another sin. And then sin, after sin is death. And the only place you can go if you die in your sins is hell. So you better watch what you look at. You better watch what you do in this world. But I was thinking about how David was there. And I was thinking about how the Bible says that eventually his son grew sick. And I was thinking about how David was right there. And I'll just read it right here. It says, but when David saw, it says, and it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of the Lord feared to tell him that the child was dead. For they said, behold, while the child yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead? But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, is the child dead? And they said, he is dead. This is what we got to do. We can't look back at our past. We can't look back to what we used to be. That's not going to help us at all. Even the things that are good, even the memories in our past is not going to help us at all. But the things we do now, the good things we do now, the good things we cherish in this moment is what's going to get us to heaven. But I started to think about how David, after all that, this right here is what we got to do. We can't have a pity party in life. We can't have a pity party for ourselves. The Bible says, then David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself and changed his apparel and came into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him. Then, and he did eat. The Bible says, then said his servants unto him, what thing is this that thou hast done? Thou didst fast and weep for the child while it was alive, but when the child was dead, thou didst rise and eat bread. And this is what he said. And he said, while the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept. And I said, who can tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live? But now he is dead. Wherefore I shall fast. Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him. But he shall not return to me. Don't give up on the ones that's lost. It's already been said. Don't give up on your family members that's lost. Be the light to them. Now the Bible says, let your light so shine before men that he may see your, that they may see your Father which is in heaven and glorify his name. Let your light shine here so that your lost can come in and get right. I started to think about old Paul there. The Bible says right here in Psalms, it says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. And I started to think about old Paul there. He went through a lot. He went through a lot of things, and a lot of it was his own fault. But there would come a time where Paul realized that everything he went through was a blessing. Whatever we go through in this life is a blessing, because he said he knew that God's grace would endure forever. He knew that his mercy would endure forever. If we focus on the things of our past, if we look back, I say, like Brother Bill said, get in the boat, get on board, and get on board and don't look back, just look forward. Amen. Stay on the righteous way, the righteous path. The Bible says, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. The Bible says that if we take hold of the plow and look back, we are not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Just keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And don't look back. That's all I've